This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy. 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 And enjoy the ride.
You're listening to Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Findlay.
We've got an SMS, James. A lovely one too.
We do. A big warm hello to James and Dean on air with love and kisses from Houseboy.
Thanks, Houseboy. Now, it is my great pleasure to welcome to Hide and Seek, Vivid Contract Girl and Porn Superstar, Miss Nikki Jane. Welcome to Hide and Seek, Nikki.
Yeah. Hello, thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here, and you're here for Sexpo. You're one of the headline stars at Sexpo this year.
Yes, I am. I flew in a couple of days ago, and then I'm going to be here till Monday.
Wonderful. Now, you have been to Melbourne before. I was lucky enough to meet you earlier this year when you were out here for an industry conference. What do you find about the Australian men? What do you like about Aussie guys?
Not just Aussie guys. I think just Aussie people in general. I don't know what it is, but you all seem really happy and chilled and down to earth. Like me, I'm a proper jet setter. I go everywhere. You know, one minute I'm in England, the next minute I'm in America, the next minute I'm in Australia. So it's just a complete culture shock. You know, everywhere I go, everyone's so different. And I would absolutely love to live here.
A lot of people say that.
Honestly,
just move out here.
You're just all so nice. I mean, I haven't really had an experience with, well, actually, tell a lie. There's an Australian guy in London that I kind of had a little thing with, but I've not really been in Australia and met any guys here or gone.
It's all work, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe one of those like sexy motorcycle guys that are going to be at the convention. I don't know. I need to find myself an Australian husband.
The crusty demons.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, I don't like the sound of that. Well, maybe demons, like, minus the crust.
Nikki Jane is here with us, Vivid Contract porn star. And Nikki, what does it mean to be a contract girl with a major studio as opposed to a freelancer, I guess? What does that mean?
It just means you're kind of like the caviar of the porn industry.
But
in the general society, you're not caviar, you know. You're kind of like, I don't know. But anyway, no, it's good. I mean, it's the security, you know, it's just good to be part of a proper established company. I mean, Vivid have been around since 1985.
In fact, one of the biggest studios in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So to be with them, you know, I don't think I would actually be doing porn if I wasn't with one of the big studios. Mm. You know, I want to...
You wouldn't be freelancing, you don't think?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd be doing something else.
Is that because as a freelancer, you've got to try and virtually find your own work or...?
Just because I know myself, I know that I just don't, you know, the porn industry itself, you know, working in it can have its difficulties and, you know, some people aren't so nice. So I just think going around to different studios like 3 times a week, I just don't think the way I am, I'm an oversensitive person. So I think meeting so many different people all the time, I just know that I would get sick of it and I wouldn't like it. Whereas with Vivid, it's like a little family, fucked up family. You know, I
get a little fucked up family.
I get to set, I know who's going to be there. Yeah, we all know each other. We all cuddle each other. We're all, you know, it's just nice. And it's, you know, like you guys, you all work together. You know who's going to be there that day. And that gives you a nice feeling. I just don't think I could be turning up to random sets and just God knows who's going to be there.
Used up and spat out.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you like about the stars that you work with? I mean, are there, do you have favourites that you like working with? Are there particular guys that you like to perform with?
Not really, no. I mean, there's a couple of people I would like to work with. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to work with Rocco Siffredi.
He's pretty rough.
Oh, I know. I love it. Absolutely love it. Honestly, I could just...
You like being thrown around a bit.
Yeah, and punched in the face and maybe strangled a bit. But I don't know. Yeah, he's just super sexy to me. What females? I'd probably like to work with Belladonna.
Bella's been here a number of times.
Oh, really?
And she's been a headline at Sexpo as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're in good footsteps there.
So does it matter who you work with? Like, do you get, like, how does it work? Do you get to pick? Do you say, oh, I really want to work with that person, or I don't want to work with that person at all? Or
yeah, I mean, it depends on the girls. Like, some girls are a little bit more, you know, they want to choose the guys and everything. Mm-hmm. I'll turn up on set. I don't know who I'm working with. You know, the thing is with me is I go there and I perform.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as they're clean and they don't have any diseases or anything, you know, I don't
hope so.
If I could pick the guys out of a bunch of really fit guys, then I'd be choosing. But, like, you know, porn guys are, you know, I think are okay looking, but...
But the guys tend to be the props, really, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean,
in a lot of instances,
the guys are... The camera's never really on them.
They're just the cock.
Exactly.
So you've just got to do all the work. Do you get paid more?
I don't think we have to do all the work because the guys do most of the pounding, you know, and like... I don't know, actually, because I do get work up a proper sweat in my movies.
Well,
so
you must be doing something right then.
Yeah, I suppose it's just equal amount of work. But yeah, I don't know. It's just a crazy job and a mad job to have. But you know, you've just got to love it.
Nikki, you're born in England. Clearly,
yeah.
We can tell by the accent. Where are you from in England?
I'm actually from a small town called Wigan.
Wigan.
About 25 miles away from Manchester. Uh-huh. So the northwest of England.
Manchester's got a lot of gays, I hear.
Yeah, it has loads of gays. I lived in the gay village for 2 years on Canal Street. They've actually painted the sea white on the street sign, so it's now called Anal Street.
Oh, that's nice.
yeah, but no, I love Manchester. And London has a massive, like, gay community too.
Where are you based now?
I'm actually based in LA in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I saw a baby.
That's gay as well.
Yeah,
you just
I'm still
the
camping
gays
it
everywhere.
Up.
Jeez.
The boys must look after you, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice to you know what it is with me? I get on with guys better than females, but most guys want to fuck me, so it kind of...
Well, not us.
Exactly. So you just answered the question. You know, it's like perfect. Me and gay guys are just perfect together.
Yeah, we could totally go out.
Yeah, you know, we get on great, but we don't fuck.
Nikki Jane, I've been dying to ask you this question.
Okay.
Dun, dun.
You're wearing a beautiful Diamante butterfly.
Okay.
And in nearly every photo set that I've seen of you, you're wearing that beautiful butterfly. It must mean something very special to you.
Yeah, it does actually. I'm a Gemini, so the symbol.
I think our birthdays are about a day apart.
Oh my god! So there's actually six people in
there. Oh, and the rest
because these two are Geminis.
Oh,
no, they're not Geminis. We need to.
Oh yeah, we are.
Well, the butterfly is a symbol of the Gemini. It's also freedom, but this is actually Van Cleef & Arpels, and it's real diamonds, and I love it. And it's the only expensive jewelry I have. And someone bought it for me. Like,
so you're worth knocking on the head for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's had a lot of jizz over the, you know, over the years.
What did you just say?
I take it for a clean every now and then.
Darling, it's still sparkling beautifully, I must say.
Oh, no, I just got it cleaned in Vegas.
We're speaking with Nikki Jane. She's a Vivid Contract superstar here, a porn superstar, headlining the Sexpo coming up this weekend here in Melbourne, 26th to the 29th of November. We'll just take a little break, Nikki. You were with Dean Beck and James Finlay. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek. James.
James, we have a wonderful little SMS here that's come through from a good mate of ours, Steve the Truckie, who says, "Hi, Dean and James. I won the prize pack you gave me last week, and I have to let you know it's changed my life. I have never used cock rings before." And he said, "They are incredible. I would recommend them to anyone." So, Steve, thank you so much.
Good on you, Steve.
You are back with Dean Beck, James Findlay, and the very beautiful Nikki Jane in here with us in
Stunning,
the studio.
Actually, I must say.
Oh, absolutely
beautiful.
I'm really
impressed with your legs. I wish I had them.
Really?
Yeah.
All 5 foot ten of them that go right up to her
stairways
beautiful...
Stairways to heaven.
Yes. Hey, Nikki.
Maybe for you.
I happened to read a little interview that has yet to go to press, but it came across my desk earlier this week, describing your fantasy sexual scenario. Would you like to do that on air for us, please?
Okay, the one with the 10 girls.
Whoa, it's like that Family Guy with the 11th some episode.
Let's.
Well, what it was, like, I used to like doing guys, but then I kind of got sick of doing guys and now I prefer doing girls. So then I had this like little fantasy that just in my head, how it was all set out, really sexy and erotic, like 10 really hot girls lined up, tiny skirts on, like little schoolgirls, obviously those sexy hot chicks, not real schoolgirls.
Mm-hmm.
And just some guy, like the teacher, just walking up and down with his cane and just like whacking the bad ones on the ass and then pulling the knickers to the side and then just like taking it in turns, like fucking each girl. And then I'm part of this group of girls and then the guy then fucks me, comes inside of me, and then I get all 9 girls to like eat me out and like lick the cum out of my pussy. And then I want all the girls to lay down and masturbate while the guy nails me in my ass. Just think that would be nice to have a little beautiful female audience and, you know, a bit of rough sex, a bit of whipping with a cane.
Next on Hide and Seek, we're interviewing Benita from Play School.
I'm James Findlay. I'm so glad I asked. James is speechless.
I'm speechless. I've never heard so much pussy talk in my whole entire life.
Oh, James, come and work with me for an hour.
Wait, but so is it okay to be working with girls then? How do you're into that?
That's clearly
your
thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call myself bisexual, but I have had girlfriends before, you know, if I really like the person, you know, it depends on the person, but I'm more into guys. But I think when you're on set, because obviously I have sex with guys, you know, like if I have a boyfriend or if I meet, you know, whatever, I have sex with guys. I hardly ever have sex with girls.
Yeah.
So now I think I prefer working with girls because I get to fuck girls at work and I never get to do that in my normal life.
So is it, how do you separate, like, is it kind of the sex you have at work different to the sex you have outside of work?
Emotionally, yeah, but physically, no, because you're still getting your hole filled and you're still getting fucked, you know, but mentally, obviously, it's completely different.
Yeah.
But I think having a boyfriend and doing porn just, for me, just hasn't worked out at all.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I saw a BBC documentary that had you in it recently, and I think your boyfriend at the time was featured in it.
Bald guy.
Are you still with him?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. I mean, he's a porn star too.
Right.
So that kind of worked, but it still didn't work, if you know what I mean, because he was an agent. He was my agent too.
Oh, okay.
You
so
know,
that
you
complicated
just can't mix,
further.
Just don't mix business with pleasure. If I could give anyone any advice, which I'm sure most people would already know this, but it took, you know, a long, hard lesson for me to learn that. Just don't mix business and pleasure because it's never going to come out. You know,
it gets messy.
Yeah, of course, it gets messy because you know it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
particularly when not only do they work in the industry, but they're your agent.
Agent, boyfriend.
Boss.
Because
the thing is, at the time, you think, oh, this is going to be okay. Like, you know, we, you know, you don't think about what happens at the other end when, you know, you don't want to be together anymore.
No, I think I went in that relationship knowing that it was going to be a lot of drama and a lot of, I think I was probably just seeking.
Drama,
yeah,
lover?
I was seeking drama at that time in my life. Mm.
Geminis are pretty good at doing that.
Yeah.
We don't mind a bit of drama, do
no,
we, love?
I know. We kind of thrive.
Gotta keep the world spinning around.
Yeah, thrive off it.
Yeah. That's great. Hey, Nikki, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us here on Hide and Seek. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you.
And hey, good luck for this weekend at Sexpo.
Definitely. And I hope that lots of people come and see me.
You
and
will
don't
be
shy, because I'm not.
You will be an absolute hit at Sexpo. Nikki Jane on the porn star stage at Sexpo from the 26th to the 29th of November. Nikki, it's been great. So thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Nikki Jane, Vivid Contract porn star, here with us on Hide and Seek. You're listening to Dean Beck and James Finlay. This is Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.